the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Mother of the Word Incarnate, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Gospel today, our Lord says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. And later on he says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who lives in me and I in him will produce abundantly. For apart from me you can do nothing. We hear these words of our Lord and we sometimes wonder how these words are put into concrete application, or how do we see them put into practice in a way that we can see it in a daily basis. Well, our Lord says he is the vine and we are the branches. And how are we connected to him as the vine and we are the branches? Well, first and foremost, by the sacrament of baptism, we are incorporated into the mystical body, into this vine that is Christ. And to that extent that we remain a living member of that vine and remain, you might say, incorporated by our baptism, and we don't fall into mortal sin, we will have the life of Christ in us, and we can bear fruit. We are incorporated into the vine. We might say that the church is that vine that God has planted in the world. Even our Lord says in one of the parables that he gave to the Pharisees when he was talking about different things, he says, you know, that God planted a vine. And that first, you might say, that first vine was the chosen people of Israel. And that vine was to become the mystical body of Christ to the extent that they received the Messiah when he came into the world. And so today, as we say, well, how do we recognize the vine of Christ in the world today is through his Catholic Church, which has been planted, which Christ planted on Calvary in a special way, when he, when his pierced side was opened and the blood and water gushed forth, already the church was there on Calvary with Christ, the head of the church, Our Lady, the mother of the church, and Saint John as the first, you might say, the first offspring, and the first symbolizing also the priesthood there on Calvary. We will remain with that life of Christ. We will remain attached to that vine to the extent that we remain attached to the church, which has the means to give us that life. You might say that this vine is fed by the nutrients that come to us through the seven sacraments. These are the ways in which the life of Christ is born or has given life in the world today. And we must pray in a special way, because our world today is so much wanting to reject and wants to, might say, set up another plant, as has been said before. Christ sows the seed, but also Satan is depicted as one who sows a seed in the world. That these are two different sowers, and to the extent that we get the right seed, that we have the right seed growing in our hearts, not the seed of Satan, but the seed of Christ that is planted in our hearts at baptism. To the extent that we allow that to grow and to bear fruit, to that extent we can be a source of light to others. Satan is trying to sow his darkness in the world, and we look to the church to be the only real true solution to the problems in the world. The only true victor that will be achieve victory over Satan is the church. It's the one that has received that mandate. It is the mystical body of Christ. It is the one which Our Lady, you know, will use us as members of the church to crush the head of Satan. And to the extent that we remain faithful to the church and live out our faith and not go away from Peter, who is the vicar of Christ, we will be successful, and we will truly, as we said yesterday, and you know that our Lord says, "Come, follow me." He says, "Come, follow me in His church," which has been given the mandate to save all souls. If we look at Peter and we say he's the vicar of Christ, then we know that there must be someone out there who's the vicar of the Antichrist, who is preaching a gospel other than the one that Christ preached. And we look at the world today, we can see that the media, the secular media, or as some like to call it, the drive-by media, has really become the vicar of the Antichrist. And in many ways, it preaches a doctrine which is contrary to the teaching of the church, contrary to Christ. And we need to plug our ears, you might say, to his message, and we need to open our hearts and minds and help others to open their hearts and minds to that same truth. There are some today, even, you know, sad to say, who are trying to silence the church. And I think as Catholics and as Christians today, we need to wake up, because we've been sitting on our backsides too long. And in our own country today, if what is pending in the House of Representatives is passed, this supposed hate crimes bill, which will make it illegal for a priest to even preach from the pulpit that homosexuality is a sin, it is wrong and contrary to nature, that he can be put in jail, then we can say that our country is no longer the USA, it's become the USSA. It's become nothing but a communist country. And that freedom of speech, or especially more importantly, freedom of religion, is going to be denied us in this country, then we may have a lot of nice things, we may have a lot of modern conveniences, but it's just as much a communist country as the USSR. In that sense, we need to wake up, we need to pray, but we also need to do, we need to act, and we need to let our senators and our representatives know that we do not tolerate such things, that this hate crime legislation, or whatever it may be, is the most hateful legislation that one can pass, because these people do hate to hear the truth, and they're trying to silence the church, they're trying to silence the conscience, and so they're trying to prevent the gospel from being preached. We cannot allow that to happen. We need to especially ask our bishops to wake up and to start doing what they should be doing as bishops, and that is defending the faith and teaching the truth, and putting themselves on the line, and taking a stance for Christ in the public sector. We've too much let the media tell us what we need to, what to believe and what to think. The church has to once again reassert itself in every way possible, but especially in the public sector, to teach and to proclaim the truth. And to that extent that we remain grafted onto the vine, we will remain living members, and others will be incorporated into this vine to the extent that they hear the truth and see that it is truly the only life-giving message that is to be found in this world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.